Welcome to Speaking Golf, Week 5. Normally in match play, so like the Ryder Cup, for example, if the ball on the putting green is close enough to the hole, and we're talking maybe less than a foot, 12 inches, then the player, the opposing player, may say to the person, "You can have that, it's a gimme." Because the other player expects the person to make that putt because it's so close. So I think in Spanish you may use the same word, gimme. Un golpe de patear que está tan cerca al hoyo que normalmente el otro jugará no deja la persona para terminar su patear, ¿no? Outside of golf, we can use this and it really has the same meaning. Kind of means like it's obvious, it was bound to happen. So, oh yeah, it's a gimme. But it's not used that often. It's typically more a golf word. And today's final word is groove or grooves. Okay, so what is groove? If you look at your irons, yeah, also on your woods, but more so on your irons, you will see these lines, these horizontal lines that run across the face of the club. Now there is lots of theories and technology which goes into these grooves. Yeah, because people believe they produce an impact or an effect on the ball. Typically an ability to control the ball when it lands on the green. So many years ago there was a design which was called the V-shape groove, which was basically enabled more spin to be put onto the ball. In Espanol, las líneas que están en la cara del palo de un hierro que permite controlar la bola mejor cuando rebote en el green. So what does groove mean outside of golf? Okay, so people may talk about grooves on a record. So if you can imagine un vinilo, yeah, when you put the needle on the record, it goes inside the groove, yeah? We also have a word which is called groovy, yeah, which means funky, hippie, etc. Because it means you're in an area, you're in a zone, yeah. So you're in a moment. During the 60s and 70s, you were in a certain type of music or a certain type of philosophy. You were considered to be groovy. So in a way, it's related to the physical or the literal meaning. But it can be used as an adjective to express certain characteristics of people. Okay, so that concludes today's class. I'll just quickly repeat the 5 words. Grip, green fee, gap wedge, gimme, and groove. Okay, thank you for listening. You will find a copy of the worksheet on Open Golf, which you can download. So, see you next week. Thank you for listening.